20-day fiance.
Hello, I am amateur Reiki healer Sophia Alexandra.
How dare you? Hello, and I am professional reindeer fucker Miles Gray.
What fucker?
Reindeer.
Wow. Wait, so you were so yeah. put off by the idea of being into Reiki that's how you were. Okay, learned a lot.
Guess what? There's no algorithm, so I'm just going to wild out.
You're ruthless. Well, welcome to a very makeshift episode of 420 Day Fiancé.
It's in fact so makeshift that it's not actually an episode of 420 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, many people are like, oh, you know, I know that you guys normally drop Wednesdays, that's Christmas. Is there going to be something? Maybe not. Well, we're here to tell you that there is an episode. But it's us telling you that we can't.
There is no episode.
And the reason it sounds like this is
a beautiful enigma, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're quite literally in two different parts of the world, two different time zones. But we couldn't.
Seriously, we're not in the same time right now. How crazy is that?
In the same time, you mean like era or time zone?
Just like time.
Oh, okay.
Like we're proving that time isn't linear right now because.
Oh, like that.
It's not the same time where we are.
Like that Chris
Nolan
movie?
Yes, I am high. I am high, damn it. I'm committed to this podcast.
Yeah, and where I'm at, I'm actually quite lucid and not high. But, you know, I think you're high enough for the both of us at this point.
I think so.
So you're probably asking yourself, what's going on? What is the sound? What are we hearing? Well, you know, it's the end of the year. We are actually both out of town. We're visiting loved ones. We're getting the family time in. So we can't spend time with you, our real family, but don't tell our actual families, okay? Nobody knows.
Some of them can hear this recording.
Yeah, I know. Actually, quite literally, someone might be able to hear this recording right now. But yeah, we wanted to give you something. We couldn't leave you hanging. My K1s, our K1s. We didn't want
our
you to
K1s,
think we just dipped
yes.
out on you.
You're not my dad, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not my dad, is what I'm saying, I guess. The
oh,
point is,
right.
I'm coming back, you're coming back, what we're saying.
Exactly. And when will we come back? In the new year. But that means we're going to make up for every episode we didn't do. Because here's the deal. Since we're out of town and we don't have the algorithm, the machine that actually runs the algorithm is a very, very cumbersome, large mainframe computer.
You can't travel with
it.
That would be ridiculous.
No, it's only in headquarters. It's at the iHeart headquarters. We can't really move it anywhere.
It's chained to the desk.
Yeah. Some might say that's cruel. And I say it's a fucking algorithm.
Hey, it's a robot, and it already is going to pay us back.
Yeah, and
when it takes over, we already know this.
I know. When we come back and we start running episodes through the algorithm, I have a feeling we're going to get so many deductions. But you know what? The algorithm can't hear this right now, so fuck it. We're
Seriously,
fucking rebellious
this is,
now.
This is a down-low episode. This
yeah.
is a non-machine-involved episode other than our respective laptops and Zooms and such.
Yes. And
but when the algorithm finds out, it's going to be so jealous.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm glad and I'm also heartbroken that I haven't seen the episode this week because where I'm at, it's very hard to even get a hold of the actual content itself. But based on how that last episode ended, I feel like it was a doozy.
Yo.
And I have a feeling Marcel is still trash.
I have a feeling he's descended even further into Cancelvania because, as you mentioned to me, two of our K1s reached out and said that the translation
mm-hmm.
for what Marcel was saying mm-hmm. was actually not correct.
What
and
the
that
subtitle
he,
said.
Yeah, and that what he actually said to his family about Anna is that she had just told him about having three kids.
Dude, he's such a piece of shit.
God damn it.
It's also like the lamest fucking move. Like that's like some shit I would do when I was like 15. And like I'm like I have a lie going with my parents. I'm like, well, I just found out. I didn't know. Like if I did.
They didn't tell me the project wasn't due till tomorrow.
I found
yeah,
out.
It's half my grade, but they just told me yesterday.
And they should have told me, plus like we were at grandma's funeral, so like I didn't know. Like just messed up. And then they go, oh, so should I call the teacher? And I'm like, no, never mind.
No, just trust me.
That's what it's like to be a young con artist with no skills. You know, we just wanted to let you know, we are going to make good on all of this. These aren't empty promises.
We'll be back. And in the meantime, please holler at us at 420 Day Fiance and let us know what you think, where Marcel is going to go, which is like,
what's deeper than Cansylvania?
Lowest levels of Cansylvania. Yeah. What is lower than Cansylvania?
Well, because right now it feels like Cansylvania just isn't like sufficient enough for how god awful he is as a person. So we need to, I guess it's just hell.
I don't know. Because there's, look, if Dante said there's a bunch of circles of hell, we need to find out what is below these seven circles of Cansylvania.
Right. Ooh. I like you said, as Dante said, you know, there's a bunch of circles of hell. I feel like he like literally wrote that down, Dante. Bunch of circles, y'all. Don't fuck around.
I said seven, but okay.
Well, at first, okay, whatever. We don't have to split hairs.
You know what?
I didn't actually, I was supposed to read it in a history class I took. Guess who looked at the Spark Notes? Because he was too fucked up to study in that class.
Yo, I used to pretend to have read Moby Dick, my man.
Like multiple times or just that one time?
Not just like around. If people would ask if I'd read it, I'd be like, yeah.
Look, I'm going to be honest, and I wish I could give myself a transparency bonus. Never read Moby Dick.
No, it's boring. Once it starts getting into like the 20th page of whale blubber, I'm like, you know what? I'm out.
What is it, like an allegory for like cocaine or something? I honestly don't know. I have no idea. I know it's like something clever, but...
Yo, that would be fucking tight as hell if it was an allegory for cocaine.
Ahab was just a fucking cocaine.
Dude, rappers would start having posters of Moby Dick on their wall instead of Scarface.
Yeah, referring to bricks as like white whales.
Dude, that would be so sick.
Well, there is a Jadakiss line.
You wouldn't say, I used to move snowflakes by the OZ. You'd be like, I used to move Moby Dicks by the OZ.
Well, yeah,
not
by
OZ,
the fin.
They're so heavy, by the ton.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or, anyway, like I said, there's a Jadakiss line in this rap song, We Gonna Make It, and he says, fuck the frail shit, because when my coke come in, they got to use the scale that they weigh the whales with.
Yes, it's all coming back to Moby Dick, dog.
So maybe it is an allegory about cocaine. See, we don't know anything about literature, but we know that much.
Yo, I am high enough for the both of us, and yet you're still kicking all of these deep-ass theories while being sober. You know what? That's plus 420, 100,000 for you.
Okay, well, you have to mark that down because the
yeah, I'm holding these points for you for when you get out of Cansylvania.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Please keep those points warm for me. And
no, I got you.
To all the K1s, please keep your ears warm for us because we will be back. We're not abandoning you. We have to recharge our batteries. So, you know, we'll be back. Don't worry. We're just getting some cigarettes, but we will be back. Just getting a pack.
We will. We'll definitely come back. And happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, and every other linear Earth-based or even space holiday you may observe.
If you are like Mike and you are a belief in ancient aliens,
yeah,
then congratulations to whatever the fuck you celebrate, okay?
Hell yeah. All right. Well, with that,
let's get it.
We love you guys. Have a good rest of the whatever this is, linear year. You know, we all experience time differently, so I don't want to force my philosophical outlook on time on the rest of you. Okay. All right. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. 420 Day Fiance.